We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
I'm Patty Rising in the KCBS studios, along with Jeff Bell at his home studio in Marin. The Bay Area continues to prepare for and react to the coronavirus, which has uprooted our lives. KCBS's Jim Taylor has the latest.
It's not unlike the services being provided by that massive Navy hospital ship docked now in Los Angeles. Parts of Alhambra High School in Martinez being prepared to serve as an alternative care site to treat patients with less complicated medical needs. The county is gearing up for a surge in coronavirus cases at the main county hospital in Martinez. Sonoma County public defender says about 200 nonviolent offenders waiting for trial on misdemeanor offenses released by the county superior court judges to address fears of close quarters contamination. They will return to court at a later date. Perhaps the most unnerving COVID-19 announcement in the last 24 hours comes from San Jose's deputy city manager, releasing a scary scenario of 2,000 deaths by June, and that's if 70% of the population adheres to strict safety protocols. That number goes up to 8,000 deaths under low compliance. The county's emergency officials quickly distancing themselves from those projections, saying that they weren't consulted. Jim Taylor, KCBS.
Governor Newsom welcomed a floating hospital lot to Los Angeles today to help California cope with the pandemic. KCBS reporter Doug Sovereign says he's already declared a statewide moratorium on evictions of renters affected by the crisis.
At least a million Californians have lost their jobs because of COVID-19, and many more are working and earning less than usual. Many cities have already halted evictions, but now Governor Gavin Newsom is taking statewide action.
We just established a new overlay for the state of California that denies the capacity for enforcement court proceedings for any evictions through May 31st.
Landlords will not be allowed to evict tenants hurt by the coronavirus pandemic. The governor toured the U.S. Navy ship Mercy, bringing 1,000 much-needed hospital beds that'll be a COVID-19 free zone, freeing up space in traditional hospitals for the surge in cases the governor fears is about to hit. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti said it's up to all of us to maintain social distancing and flatten the curve.
One person can be a super spreader. One person can kill someone. One person can kill themselves.
78 Californians have died of this disease now, up 26% in a day, the governor said, with 3,801 testing positive in the state's latest official count. Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
You can add some local weekly newspapers to the economic victims of the virus pandemic. Press Newspapers based in Brentwood has announced the suspension of the print publication of their four editions that also included papers in Oakley, Antioch, and Discovery Bay. The East Contra Costa Company has been distributing the paper to about 30,000 subscribers a week. The publisher of the Antioch Herald also says the publication is finding it tough to survive in the economic downturn. Community health clinics serve more than 100,000 patients in San Francisco, including about 20,000 experiencing homelessness. As KCBS's Kathy Novak reports, the centers are struggling with funding as they shift to more telephone appointments.
The COVID-19 outbreak is putting extra pressure on an already challenged system, says Community Health Consortium CEO Sabra Matofsky.
It's really just exacerbated a lot of the things that were already in motion with health centers across the country.
She says funding is even more uncertain now because it's often linked to in-person visits.
We're trying to increase the telephone visits that we're doing and also trying to make sure that our health centers that see Medicare patients have the opportunity for the same type of revenue that we get for in-person visits so that we can make sure that we sustain the revenue of the health centers. And we're spending a lot of time with our counterparts across the country and talking to our elected officials in D.C. about the current challenges that the health centers face.
There is some money for the centers in the federal stimulus package, but even so, she says in 3 months, a quarter of the clinics will have no operating cash left. Kathy Novak, KCBS.
Does another week of isolation feel like psychological torture? You are not alone. Many of us are starting to feel anxious and out of sorts during this shelter-in-place situation. KCBS's Matt Bigler has some expert tips for dealing with the stress.
The shelter-in-place order is in some ways a large-scale experiment, and we are all guinea pigs.
We sure are. It's a new thing for all of us.
Dr. Lynn Bufka is Associate Executive Director of the American Psychological Association. She says it's normal to feel bored, anxious, or depressed during this time. The trick, she says, is to be patient with yourself and others and make an extra effort to reach out to friends and family.
My friend does yoga still through a video conferencing, but they've opened it up 30 minutes before class starts so the regulars can talk to each other. Find ways that you can connect with the people who do make a difference in your life, even if it's not seeing them face to face.
Dr. Bufka says it's best to plan for one day at a time and 1 week at a time instead of thinking about months in isolation. Get exercise at home and stay informed with trusted news sources and try to turn off the news 2 hours before bedtime. Matt Bigler, KCBS.
You may have found yourself pouring yourself an extra glass of wine with dinner the past week to try to relax from this ongoing outbreak. But as KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports, not everyone can do that.
It is a challenging time to maintain your sobriety if you're someone who struggles with addiction, says Alex, who works at Pura Vida Sober Living and Recovery Services in Santa Rosa.
You know, times like this where high stress situations can lead to relapse. And, you know, we've seen that the last couple of years with the fires here. And when people's housing becomes unstable, you know, typically other things in their lives become unstable.
So they and other centers are doing their best to maintain the stability they can in these times.
Had to kind of adapt. And the good news is there are a lot of meetings that are happening online. People can still get together with their sponsors. But, you know, a big part of recovery and getting over addiction is community, and that's somewhat limited right now.
But he says their community of clients has powered through the fires, and they will power through this as well.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
He says they are still accepting new clients who are being treated digitally. In Sonoma County, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.